seventh section, Saptamaha Khandaha begins. Vijnanam Vava, Vijnanam Vava, Dhyanat Bhoyo, Bhoyo, Dhyanat Bhoyo. When you split it a sentence, Vijnanam Vava, Dhyanat Bhoyaha, Vijnanam Vava, Dhyanat Bhoyaha. Bhuyaha means, I told many times, Bhuyaha literally means again. Also means abundance. Okay? More. But here, greater. Bhuyaha means greater. Superior. So, Dhyanat Bhuyaha, greater than, superior to the Dhyanam, is what? Vijnanam. Vijnanam is greater than the attentiveness, the discipline of being focused. Vijnanam is superior. Vijnanam is greater. From the standpoint of the attentiveness, the focus also, what is superior is the Vijnanam. Okay. Now understand what does the word Vijnanam mean in this context. Generally, Vijnanam is a synonym of the word Jnanam, knowledge. One meaning. Another meaning, Vijnanam means what? Science. Any discovery of anything what is what? Vijnanam. Vishesha Jnanam. And knowledge of the reality is also called what? No, Brahma Vidya is also called Vijnanam. Isn't it? So, Vijnanam is a word, we have to understand the meaning in a given context. Vijnanam means knowledge of the truth. Vijnanam means science. Knowledge of anything what is. Discovery of what is Vijnanam. Vijnanam generally means a knowledge also. But here the word Vijnanam means knowledge of the subject matter of the karma upasana khandas. Immediately don't worry, oh my God, we don't have that knowledge. Don't worry, you don't need that knowledge. Okay? In this context, in order to highlight the glory of the Vedas, Upanishad really beautifully presents what? Vijnana means Shastriya Jnanam. Shastra Vishayaka Jnanam. Shastra Vishaya Jnanam. Okay? Knowledge of the subject matter of the content of the karma upasana khandas. It's called Vijnanam. Why here the Vijnanam, this knowledge of the Shastram, is said to be superior here? See, even if you do not know the Sanskrit language, even if you have not studied Veda at all, now you all have learnt the meaning of the word Upasanam. You have learned the meaning of the word Dhyanam. What is Upasanam? What is meditation? What is meditation for? What meditation is not? What is contemplation? And what is the benefit of meditation? And what is the advantage of meditation? What is the limitation of meditation? What meditation can do? What meditation cannot do? What should they meditate upon? And what is the benefit of meditation, a specific meditation upon a given thing? All about the meditations. You understand where? Only from the Veda. Even if you do not know, even if you have not studied the Upasana Khanda at all, doesn't matter. Please let me understand, please let me make it very clear. Now you all have the knowledge of, what now? Now you all have Vijnanam, I tell you. You all have now Vijnanam. How do you say, Swamiji? You said Vijnanam here means the knowledge of the karma upasana khandas. Subject matter of the karma upasana khandas. We have not studied the upasana khanda. We have not studied the karma khanda. We don't know anything in the Veda. Don't even know one word of Sanskritam. How can you say that you all have Vijnanam? General knowledge of the karma upasana khandas you have. At least take the upasana khanda of the Veda. you all know, suppose but for the Veda, we would not have understood what the word meditation, upasanam, means. What the word dhyanam means. You would have learnt the importance of concentration. You would have already, without the help of the Veda, you would have understood the importance and significant necessity of discipline of concentration. You would enjoy the benefit of practicing the concentration also. But you would not have understood definitely the meaning of the word meditation. Why? Because in the Upanishads, so in the Veda, when meditation is discussed, the object of meditation definitely must be Bhagavan or Devata. Any given presiding, any deity or any Devata, or must be Ishvara, Bhagavan, the whole. Bhagavan is subject of meditation. In where have you understood it before? No. Object of meditation must be only Bhagavan or Devata. Only then it is Dhyanam. Otherwise, if you practice, that is only this concentration. It's not meditation. Veda does not accept it. You may call it meditation. But that meditation which you practice as meditation, focusing on something, it is not a useless action. Definitely it does help you to improve your concentration. Okay? That's a given discipline. But you cannot call it a dhyanam or upasanam. Why? Only the object of your focus is Bhagavan. You know, and you may have given alambanam, a symbol. Only then you can call it. If the object you are focusing on symbolizes the Lord, then it is upasanam. And second thing, you can say, okay, then can I take an apple and let me meditate upon this apple as Bhagavan? If you take any given thing and you want to, even though everything is Bhagavan here, if you decide to meditate upon given thing as Bhagavan, then still that meditation can help you, it can be effective, useful, but it will produce a drishta phalam. It will definitely produce some phalam. It will not go waste. But it will not produce the adrishta phalam. When will adrishta phalam means what? Unseen result of that particular mental activity which I am practicing. Adrishta phalam will not be produced. You can enjoy the adrishta phalam also only if you practice the meditation, you know, prescribed in the Upasana Khanda. Only if you meditate upon the object prescribed in the Upasana Khanda. A symbol prescribed in the Upasana Khanda. If you simply take anything, I'm not talking about the Vedantic context. I'm talking in the context of Upasana. Only for the given results, okay? Only for any given ends. See, only when you study the Upasana, when you understand the subject matter of at least when you be exposed to the teaching, you know what is meditation, what is the limitation of it, isn't it? Then how to know which Devata should meditate upon, For which result, isn't it? How do we know that? Therefore, even our meditation, object of meditation is only Bhagavan, only Ishvara, only that we understand we are only in the Veda, only through the study of the Veda. Isn't it? Similarly, even the rituals also, when you perform the rituals also, how to perform a ritual, which ritual should be performed, which mantra should be recited, which devata should be invoked, all that knowledge, where do we get from? Only from the Veda. Therefore, this card is Vijnanam. Okay? So, Vijnanam only through the knowledge of the subject matter of the Karma Upasana Khandas, we understand the value of the discipline of meditation, upasanam. Get the point now? Therefore, if you do not even know what meditation is, what meditation is ultimately for, what meditation can do, what meditation cannot do, and how meditation upon one's own self is contemplation, that alone will be, all this is to understand where? Only in the Shastram. Isn't it? Therefore, this understand, the knowledge of the Shastram, Karma Upasana Khandas, even if you don't study Shastram yourself, at least understanding the knowledge of the basic knowledge of the content of the Karma Upasana Khandas is very important for you to be what now, to be able to practice meditation. There, otherwise, if you simply practice meditation, if you call it a meditation, it is only, it will produce the drishta phalam of concentration. You can improve your concentration definitely, but it will not produce the adrishta phalam. What adrishta phalam? Adrishta phalam in terms of mental purity, mental expansion. Understand? See, knowing the value and limitation of meditation as prescribed in the Upasana Khanda. I mean, practice meditation upon the object, the alambanam, the symbol prescribed in the Upasana Khanda. When you practice meditation, along with the result of improvement of your concentration, you will also have what? What? Adrishta phalam. It will also improve your, it also contribute for mental purity. So, it is called antahkarana shuddhi sahita mental steadiness. Mental steadiness along with the mental purity, if we get, that is called adrishta phalam. Understand? You will know, as we saw now, when you understand what jealousy is, what hatred is, how do you understand? Where do you understand this from? Why jealousy is? What jealousy is? Why hatred? No? What is hatred? What is anger? You never ask, why does anger arise in my mind? You never ask the question. This is the wrong question. Okay? What this anger is? What this jealousy is? What this hatred is? Then, why these all are? What is the cause which cause all these things in the mind? How do you understand? Who teaches you? Shastram teaches you. Everything boils down to what? The fundamental, common human fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness centered on I, sitting there rooted. Why? Because of the self-ignorance. And as long as this fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I is sitting there, and all these problems will be different situations, they're all not, there's no new, fresh, brand new anger. Only 9 o'clock it has come. There's no brand new, fresh emotional pain, sorrow. There's no brand new, fresh, that is the beauty of this. There's no fresh, brand new pain or hatred. Brand new jealousy. I never had jealousy in my life. I was never jealous of anybody until I came to this Croydon. Until I came and saw this house in Croydon. I was jealous of Narini Amma. Oh my God, she has this house. And now that fresh new jealousy comes or what? No. See, all these are, okay, dormant, latent, in our subconscious, in all our minds. I tell you, all of us carry enough amount of garbage. Don't worry, only external weight, okay? Loaded weight. Mind is low loaded. Where? In subconscious. All of us carry, maybe the proportion may vary from person to person. The degree of these problems may vary from person to person. But maybe 1%, 5%, 1%, 50%, 1%, 70%. That is different. But all of us are sailing in the same boat with reference to this particular problem. All of us have these problems. But when they're all there in our subconscious, they remain what now, dormant and latent condition. When they do not surface, we are all so sweet and loving, loving, goody-goody people. When situation comes, situation triggers, it surfaces, it pops up, then what happens? That is when we understand Swayarupam. But now, Swayarupam. Then what, that is when we understand the person. Oh, this person talks nicely, look at it in a situation. It's not that only one person. All the human beings, are all of us are of that problem. The Shastram says, who says this? Who taught this? That is why we don't even look at it as somebody who's jealous, who is hateful, who's angry. We don't look at that person as, no, oh, I don't want to get it off. No, we never hate anybody. Once you understand this, you only pity the person. You don't hate the person. You don't need to alienate the person. Isn't it? You can understand the problem, then you can accommodate that expression of that problem in terms of intolerable behavior also. Isn't it? Accommodative. That accommodation comes. You become accommodative when you understand. Because you understand your problem first. And you understand the other person's problem only when you understand your own problems. You feel no self-pity. Okay, nothing wrong in being jealous, okay? Then you understand other person's problem also. Isn't it? Thereby, look at it. It helps you to help not to nurse the problems. Until you to help, you slowly neutralize. You slowly help it. Later on, in only jnanam, you can resolve them for good. Until then, you can manage. Isn't it? Therefore, where do you get this understanding? Okay, only in jnanam you can resolve them for good. Until jnanam you have to manage. So managing these emotions, the thoughts is possible only when you understand what they are and when they are, why they are, with reference to Shastram, the light of the Shastra teaching. Is it clear now? Therefore, this vijnanam means what? Understanding of the knowledge or subject matter of the Shastra Vijnanam is superior to the very discipline of attentiveness or being focused. Is it clear now? And here Vijnanam means what? Shastriya Jnanam. Shastra Vishaya Jnanam means Karma Upasana Kanda Vishaya Jnanam. Knowledge of understanding and knowledge of the subject matter of the karma upasana khandas. Okay. Now he says, it is because of this knowledge alone a person understands everything. Isn't it? So what one understands now, Sanat Kumaraha proves how much memory power he has, how great he is in remembering things. That he proves how in percent repeating what all Narada said earlier. He repeats now. Don't worry, okay? We'll read quickly once. Vijnanenava. Second sentence. Vijnanenava. Rigvedam vijanati. Yajurvedam vijanati. Okay. Samavedam. Atharvanam. Chaturtham. Itihasa Puranam Panchamam. Vedanam Vedam. Pitriyam. Rashim. Daivam. Nidhim. Vako Vakyam. Ekayanam. Deva Vidyam. Brahma Vidyam. Bhuta Vidyam. Nakshatra Vidyam. Nakshatra Vidyam. Sarpadeva Jana Vidyam. Divancha. Prithivincha. वायुञ्च आकाशञ्च आपश्च तेजश्च देवागंश्च मनुष्यागंश्च. See, devamscha, manushyamscha, I add gum because it's Vedic. Okay. Pashugumscha, vayagumsicha, trina, vanaspatin, shwapadani, akita, patanga, पिपीलकम् धर्मञ्च अधर्मञ्च सत्यञ्च अनृतञ्च साधुच असाधुच हृदयज्ञञ्च अहृदयज्ञञ्च अन्नञ्च रसञ्च इमञ्च लोकम् अमुञ्च विज्ञानेनैव Vijanati. What he says, he enumerates his list of all that whatever he has learnt, Narada. He repeats that list of all the qualifications of Narada. He says, whichever a person learns all these things, understands all these different disciplines, all that he is able to understand only because of his understanding of the subject matter of the karma upasana khandas. Because of this understanding alone, okay, this person able to manage, thereby he is able to be focused also. Relevance of everything. In fact, I tell you one thing. When you simply study any discipline, okay, whether you study physics or chemistry or any other discipline, or archery or carpentry, anything you learn, anything you study, people, we ask most of the people, why do you want to study? Of course, livelihood is very important. I do not deny. We cannot live without food. And for food and shelter and clothing, we need money and we need to earn our livelihood. We need to do something. Anything we do for livelihood, that's a different thing. But whatever we do, that not only for livelihood, it's also discipline by itself. Okay, second thing. First, livelihood, discipline. As a discipline, that's why we call it discipline. Why anything we do is called a discipline? Because it contributes for disciplining your mind. That is why education is for what? Disciplining your mind. Education itself is for disciplining your mind. Education is education only if it contributes for mental discipline. That's why a 3-year-old go to this play school and give big crayons and make the child sit and start, you know, at least scribbling something. The child has to scribble something that remains focused. Otherwise, it will go and break everything. Isn't it? Why do all the toys, the toys, big toy shop? Why? The child gets bored with one toy. And the next year you change the toy. The toy makers also, they survive. The big toy shop. Now they make money. It's also contributory economic growth of the country. That's a different thing. But see, we need everything. Isn't it? Why? Because it keeps you occupied. Thereby it becomes a discipline. Anything which keeps you engaged becomes a discipline. Occupied becomes a discipline. Including our pets. Every day, they are taking the dog for a walk because this person doesn't want to go for a walk. Now the dog, he needs desperately the company of the dog for his pleasure. And then the dog he looks after, gets the dog food and gets everything, and then even cleans its poo and all that, and then takes it for the walking. So what? That keeps this person busy, jobless, useless, sitting, living on benefits. At least keeping the dust keeps him, at least, otherwise he'll become a worst antisocial element. Thanks to dogs also, Bhagavan of dogs. See, who still think, see this all, who makes you think like this? Shastra makes you think. Understand? Therefore, we do not know anything more than that. Okay, we studied, we are able to get a good job, we earn well, we got a good social status, we are enjoying, we have the glory and we have the pleasure of joy of enjoying the good company and some status, and this much only we know. But Shastram validates everything you do. Even the dog walking can be validated. Shastram, if you have the understanding of the Shastram, you can validate everything. Of course, with respect to its limitation, isn't it? What is this? Better things to do, that doesn't matter. But with respect to its limitation also, still you can validate anything. You can validate any discipline, any study, knowledge of any music or dance or carpentry or anything one person does, any seva, any form of worship you do, everything can be validated. Therefore, you can accommodate everything also. Isn't it? So what I'm saying, now, everything, when you validate it, then you see the usefulness of it, isn't it? Therefore, what helps you that? It is the Shastra Jnanam. Therefore, here in this context, what he says is, whatever a person studies, like how, you know, all these variety, these different innumerable, now you can include all this, along with them, the new courses, latest courses, which are not available when we were young in the universities. Now the latest new courses are available in the universities. My God, you'll go mad. You don't know which course to choose now. Isn't it? Only 5 or 6 courses were there. My God, so many courses. You'll go mad. And all those different disciplines you can include here. All that is, one is capable of understanding, studying all this, any discipline, is because of the knowledge of what? The subject matter of the content of the, or the general understanding of the Shastra. You can validate everything. Understanding of subject matter of the Veda. Therefore, this Vijnanam is superior to meditation. If you will practice meditation, only if you know what meditation is, isn't it? Until you're exposed to the Shastra study, you will not even know what meditation is. You do not know what is the value of meditation is. Is it true or not? At least tell me this much. Until you are exposed, even if you have not studied Veda also, whoever teaches you meditation as their own product, their own invention can create, you know, still that meditation originally, where is it from? Where do people understand the meaning of the word Dhyanam? Only from the Veda. Only from the Shastram, Satyam. Even before being exposed to this some word called Dhyanam or meditation also, even if you are practicing meditation, which is only concentration, you can't really call it meditation. It helps you to, it's a discipline. But it does not serve the purpose. It doesn't produce Adrishta Phalam. Got the point? Adrishta Phalam, concentration will be there. Adrishta Phalam, the mental steadiness with the mental purity is not possible. Got the difference now? Therefore, even to be meditative, to practice the discipline of meditation, you need the knowledge of what meditation is all about. That you get only from the Shastram, and that knowledge is called what? Vijnanam. Hope you got it. Little, very subtle, very, otherwise people will get confused. Because people may come and argue, no, we don't accept Veda. Even before the Veda, we know this discipline of meditation. we are practicing meditation. They may say that. Do you think there was rich people meditation at all before? They may ask. You might have had that. But we don't deny that. That produces only drishtaphalam. Doesn't produce adrishtaphalam. It helps you improve your concentration. It's a discipline. It's useful. It's effective. Isn't it? That mental purity which goes along with the steadiness is not possible. Okay? Now, sayo vijnanam brahmetyupaste. Vijnanam brahmetyupaste. Vijnanavato.
Vijnanavato.
Vai.
Salokan.
Jnanavato.
Abhisiddhyati.
Okay. The one who practices this meditation, one who is given to this practice of meditation upon vijnanam, the shastriyam jnanam, the knowledge of subject matter of the karma upasana khandas as superior as Brahma, that person, he attains the lokas of He attains the higher lokas. Okay, this section will deal, will go next again. I have to say lots. Again, I can't squeeze things, isn't it? To say a little more. And we'll see now, we'll stop here. In the same way, if you see, like this, now we are going to say next meditation. And what is that which is superior to this jnanam, vijnanam? Then we say balam, strength. The physical stamina and emotional strength one needs for this. Balam is superior to even this jnanam. You know why? If you don't have balam, very funny, it's going to tease us, no? Now, even to rise, you need strength. And go to the teacher, you need strength. And to be around him, you need a strength. To serve him, you need a strength. And to be able to have satsang, you need to be around him, isn't it? And to listen, to understand, to become sota, manta, everything, you need what? You need strength. You know, I myself can't wait for the next class. But I feel like saying so much. But I'm stopping. Because I want to continue with the vijnanam next week. I really want to do lots today. I thought I had 10 meditations I finish. I have not gone any far. My God. But it's okay, isn't it? Doesn't matter. As long as things become very clear, it's good. Is today you are going home with this understanding. What is that? The word dhyanam upasanam, meditation, prescribed in the Veda, produces a different phalam than the so-called meditation which people practice on their own, okay, which is also effective. Why? Because it can only produce the It can give you the benefit of improvement of concentration, which is called a drishtaphalam, visible immediate result of something you are doing. The adrishtaphalam means unseen result of this is in terms of mental purity is not possible. What is mental purity? The capacity to manage the emotions is what? Then you the mental purity means the being capable of managing one's emotions is what now? Mental, called relative purity, mental purity. That is possible only when you know, do the practice meditation. In jnanam, you have the absolute purity. Because mental purity means what? What does the word mental purity mean? If you are not disturbed by this, see, the very natural, all is kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. Very natural for us to have this entertained likes and dislikes. ragadveshas. See, the natural urges are different. The desires are very natural. Likes and dislikes are very natural. Jealousy, hatred, anger is very natural. Greed is very natural. They are all very natural. But when you can't undo them, it's not wrong to have them, not sin to have them, but it's natural to have them. But as long as they are there, your peace is disturbed. You can't undo them because you have no say over them, because you have not created them. How are you going to free yourself from them? Freeing yourself from them is what? Freedom from the hold of these emotions is moksha, jivan mukti. That happens only in jnanam, when you resolve the root cause of those emotions. But until jnanam, how are you going to manage? That is what is the peace discussed earlier. That being able to, you can manage only when, isn't it, this upasanam helps. Relatively. For this, the concentration with the relative purity in terms of managing, being able to manage one's emotions, which naturally rise and which are triggered naturally from our subconscious underneath, is possible only when you practice meditation prescribed in the Shastram, and in the meditation, object of meditation is definitely Bhagavan, Ishvara. Not any other object. And anything, any object which you stands for, you meditate upon, you focusing on, only alambanam, a symbol for Bhagavan, the whole. Therefore, what? Vijnanam vava bhuyaha. Subject matter of the Shastram. Knowledge, not subject matter, knowledge of subject matter of the Karma Upasana Kandas. Shastra Vishayam Jnanam, Shastriyam Jnanam is superior to even the discipline of meditation. Therefore, may meditate without which the very meditation is not possible. Got the point today, what I'm saying? Therefore, may you practice, may you meditate upon this Jnanam as what? Brahma. You'll see the result next class. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.